Gambo Hall.
I'm actually going to do an invocation.
Okay.
Everybody in this room has made a shared commitment towards this community in some way, shape, or form. City Council has made a shared commitment to serve the residents of Owosso. May you also commit to open and productive communication. May you commit to finding common ground. May you commit to respectful dialogue to achieve not only your goals, but the goals of everybody in this room. May you foster a sense of community and of effective governance. May you strive to achieve the goals that will best serve this community with integrity, not just for the residents of Owosso, but also for those of us who live outside the city, but consider this home. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll lead the pledge tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich?
Here.
Pro Tem Haber?
Here.
Councilmember Fear?
Here.
Ludington?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Osmer?
Here.
Owens?
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to the approval of the agenda, and I'd like it to, with the addition of the agenda addendum that we've all been presented.
Make a motion with the addition.
Support.
I have a motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of March the 17th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting.
Support. I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of March the 17th, 2025 are approved. This brings us to the minutes of the special meeting of March 31st, 2025.
I make a motion to approve the special meeting minutes.
Support.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the special meeting of March 31st, 2025 are approved. This brings us to the proclamations and special presentations, and which we have for tonight. So, the first being Parkinson's Awareness Month. Karen Prusen. Take your time.
More than I used to.
I'm glad you could show up for this tonight. It's always a pleasure.
Do you know how many times have we been there?
Been here?
Yeah.
You tell me.
I think it's about 10.
At least.
Yeah.
At least, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
At the beginning, we thought, well, we shouldn't bother you, but I want to bother you.
I want you to bother me.
I want you to know that we're here, and then we try to help
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah. That's what we call awareness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad you are here. I did have a pleasure of speaking at one of your meetings.
Yeah, you did.
A very nice group, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed doing that. So we're going to do another proclamation for the 10th or the 11th
maybe
time.
Maybe 11th.
You don't know. Yeah. A proclamation of the Mayor's Office of the City of Owosso, Michigan, proclaiming the month of April of 2025 as Parkinson's Awareness Month in the City of Owosso. Whereas Parkinson's disease is a chronic, progressive, neurological disease that causes motor system disorders, and whereas a recent study estimates that Parkinson's disease affects over 335,000 people in the state of Michigan, and its prevalence continues to rise significantly with the increasing age of the baby boom generation, And whereas a local support group, the Owosso Parkinson's Support Group, has been meeting for over 34 years in an effort to provide education, support, and fellowship to those affected by this frustrating disease. Now, therefore, I, Robert J. Tice, Jr., Mayor of the City of Owosso, Michigan, do hereby proclaim the month of April 2025 as Parkinson's Awareness Month in the City of Owosso, Michigan, and do hereby encourage all citizens of this community to acknowledge and support the Owosso Parkinson's Support Group and their activities to inform and serve the citizens of our community because their services make a difference. Proclaim this seventh day of April 2025.
We also meet at the Shiawassee Council on Aging. That's where we are. If anybody knows somebody, they want to come and come to our meetings, we meet at 5 o'clock on the second Wednesday of each month. So Wednesday will be the second Wednesday. So that'll be our meeting. And so we try to get people to come and talk about, not, it doesn't always have to be about Parkinson's. I mean, it's important, but what's happening in our cities, what's happening with other illnesses, what's happening in anything that helps people get knowledge of, you know, because we all need to know those things too, not just people with Parkinson's. So anyway, that's, we want to be a part of the community too, so that's why we're here. So thank you.
Well, thank you for all you do.
I appreciate
very
that.
Very special.
Yeah.
Very special. And this is for you.
Well, thank you. It was for me then. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Just looking, I'm going to hold off on the Don Luft. I don't think Don Luft is here yet. Oh, Don Luft. Okay, you're number two, Don, but you're always number one with me. Yeah. Come on up here. You can bring your wife if you want. No, you don't. The wife doesn't want. All right. So I'm going to start out with a little speech before I give you the proclamation.
All right.
Did you get a haircut?
I sure did.
Just for this.
Are you?
No.
Are you Don?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You look like someone else. Now that you cut your hair, yes, sir, and you're a dentist.
Yeah, but his is still long, and he's still got his beard.
You sure? Because I don't
trust
you.
Yeah, I saw him yesterday.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
I saw him yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Is he here?
No, I don't know if he's going to make it today.
No, brother.
Did they finish up the Vactor truck today?
That I'm not sure. I know it broke during the power outage.
Yeah, because they took it down today, and if it got fixed, they were going to go back down and get it. He wouldn't be here. So
I'm going to say this right now, because you don't know what I'm talking about. Don is a twin. An identical twin. Now, I've been around a long time, and I've seen a lot of identical twins. And I will guarantee you, if they have the same haircut, shaved, and the same clothes on, and you look in their eyes, you will absolutely not know who's who. And I am serious. It's almost freaky. It's so identical. Am I right?
You're right.
All right.
With that, congratulations.
So anyway, it's both an, I'm going to read this.
Okay.
That's the way it's written. It is both an honor and a privilege to stand before you today to recognize a man who has quietly but profoundly left his mark on this building, this staff, and this community, Mr. Don Luft. For over 20 years, Don has been the steadfast custodian of the City Hall and public safety. But those of us who have had the pleasure of working alongside him know that he has been so much more than that. He has been the keeper of this building's soul, making sure the lights come on, the doors opened, the halls were clean, and then wheels kept turning. Don and I have shared more than just a workplace. We've been basement neighbors. So both our offices are right here in this basement, if you don't know. This is the basement. And if you've never worked in the basement of City Hall, let me tell you, it's a place full of stories shared. We shared coffee and quiet wisdom much of that coming from Don. I've learned a lot just by talking a moment to chat with him, whether it was about the history of the building, how things really work around here, or the best way to fix something that seemed unfixable. Don always had an answer, and usually a story to go with it. I'll never forget one particular piece of advice Don gave me early on. And this, I had just started in my new role, probably looking a little bit lost, and Don looked at me and simply said, "Use the other door." And you'd have to, there's something behind that, by the way. Now, to most people, that might sound like nothing, but from Don, it meant everything. It was practical. It was thoughtful. It was his way of saying, "I got your back. Let me help you get where you need to go." That's who Don is. He's the kind of person who shows up early, stays late, doesn't seek the spotlight, but deserves every bit of our gratitude and respect. He's seen this building through good days, tough ones, and he's treated it like it was his own, because in many ways, it was. Don, on behalf of the entire City Hall team and this entire city, thank you. Thank you for your dedication, your pride in your work, and the care you put into every corner of this building. We'll miss seeing you every day, but your legacy will live on for many years to come. Congratulations on your remarkable career, and the best in your next chapter, and whatever you go next. I'll remember always, use the other door. So, it's my honor to give this proclamation of the mayor's office of the city of Owosso, Michigan, recognizing Don Luft upon the occasion of his retirement. Whereas Don Luft joined the city of Owosso team in 2005 as a laborer custodian for both City Hall and Public Safety Building. And whereas Don unfaithfully did his job with honor and integrity for over 20 years. Whereas despite the age of the buildings in his care, he demonstrated pride, dedication, and a strong sense of ownership, in their maintenance, ensuring that all issues were promptly addressed and resolved while keeping everything in optimal working condition. And whereas his extensive mechanical background and overall experience was priceless in providing solutions and fixes, no matter what this 100-plus-year-old building threw at him, and whereas he was awarded the Most Helpful Award in 2008, as well as the Employee of the Month and Employee of the Year for 2008, and whereas in May 2014 he received a written commendation from the Chief, Kevin Lankhart, for coordinating the purchasing, painting, and installation of the new carpet and paint at the Public Safety Building. The commendation states, "Don Luft is an extremely dedicated employee and takes great pride in his job and is valued and is a valued employee of the city of Owosso." And whereas throughout the years, Don consistently demonstrated the dedication, resourcefulness, and integrity necessary to be an exceptional employee of the city of Owosso. And whereas it is the intent of this office and Don's Luft's 20-plus years of employment with the city of Owosso be recognized. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Robert J. Tice, Jr., Mayor of the City of Owosso, on behalf of the City Council, City staff, and the citizens of Owosso, hereby recognize and thank Don for his years of dedication service to the Owosso community, and further express our sincere wishes to him as he embarks on the next chapter of his life. Proclaimed the 7th day of April, 2025. Congratulations.
Words.
I do. We're not done yet, Don. Don, it's hard to believe the time has come to say goodbye. Though I know this new chapter is one you've more than earned. Over the last 20-plus years, you've been so much more than just a colleague. You've been a dedicated team member, a trusted partner, and above all, a true friend. You've shaped City Hall and this city with your hard work, loyalty, and character. And your impact will be felt for years to come. I can't thank you enough for everything you've contributed, not just to the city, but to me personally. You've always had an unwavering sense of responsibility and a kind heart, and that's why I'll always consider you a part of my family. It's rare to find someone who gives so much, and it's been a privilege to work alongside you. The team, the team, the team. You will always be a member of the team. As you step into this new phase of life, I hope you find the time to enjoy the things you love, like tractor pulls, snowmobiling, and your family. Knowing that, your legacy here is one that will be never forgotten. You deserve every bit of happiness and relaxation that comes your way. Wishing you all the best in your retirement. Please keep in touch. Heartfelt thanks.
Thank you, Don.
Wait a minute, Don. Didn't I tell you you got a 20-minute speech?
Hell no.
That's what I thought. All right. Got it. Well, we're going to go. I would like to ask Sydney Voss if he would come up to the podium. Sydney, I believe you are with the Safe Center.
I am.
And glad to finally meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, after knowing your mom all these years. I am honored to give this proclamation and to give it to you at this time. It's a proclamation of the Mayor's Office of the City of Owosso, Michigan, proclaiming April 2025 as a Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Whereas Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month draws attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and has implications for every community member. And whereas Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month recognizes the strength and courage of the survivors of sexual assault or abuse. And whereas the goal of Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month is to raise public awareness about the impact of sexual violence and educate communities on prevention methods and survival support. And whereas sexual violence often has a deep and enduring impact on survivors and their physiological, emotional, social, and physical health. And whereas we join with sexual assault advocates in our community to acknowledge the importance of working together to educate our communities about sexual violence prevention, supporting survivors, and speaking out. And whereas we remind victims that help is available and urge victims and families to seek aid for the National Sexual Assault Hotline, 1-800-656-HOPE, and the Safe Center of Owosso. Now, therefore, I, Robert J. Teich, Jr., Mayor of the City of Owosso, Michigan, do hereby proclaim this month of April 2025 as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month in the City of Owosso, Michigan, and do hereby acknowledge the hard work, dedication, and kindness of the individuals that provide assistance and services to survivors of sexual assault. And thank you for everything you do in the Safe Center.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is Crystal McCoy here? Crystal! I am so glad you could make it. It is my honor to make this proclamation of the Mayor's Office of the City of Owosso, Michigan, proclaiming April 2025 as Child Abuse Prevention Month. Whereas child abuse is considered one of our nation's most serious public health problems, with scientific studies documenting the link between abuse,
and neglect of children with a wide range of medical, emotional, physiological, and behavioral disorders. And whereas child abuse and neglect is a community responsibility affecting both the current and future quality of life of the community, and whereas child abuse can be prevented when all community members become aware of the importance of supporting parents to raise their children in a safe, nurturing environment. And whereas the affected child abuse prevention strategies succeed because of partnerships created among citizens, human service agencies, schools, faith communities, healthcare providers, civic organizations, law enforcement agencies, and the business community. And whereas the City of Owosso values the organizations, agencies, and community partners working to prevent child abuse and provide support resources to parents, like the Voices for Children Advocacy Center serving Shiawassee County. Now, therefore, I, Robert J. Tice, Jr., Mayor of the City of Owosso, Michigan, do hereby proclaim the month of April 2025 as Child Abuse Prevention Month in the City of Owosso, Michigan, and call upon all citizens, community agencies, faith groups, medical facilities, elected leaders, and businesses to increase their participation in our efforts to support families, thereby preventing child abuse and strengthening the communities in which we live. Proclaimed the seventh day of April 2025. Thank you. Brings us now to public hearings, in which we have none tonight. This brings us to our first citizen comments, and which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded one opportunity of up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes duration during the last occasion for citizen comments and questions. When recognized, come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. At this time, is there anybody in the audience that would like to address the City Council?
Mankey.
Mr. Mankey.
A couple things tonight. First of all, for an analogy, I look at this community as a ship. And in an analogy, we are in troubled waters right now. And I don't mean that to be flip. I also see in this community that this community is willing to pay a teacher to become a superintendent $200,000 a year. Well, the captain of our ship is not being paid anywhere near what he should be being paid. We're at a point right now in this community where we need solid leadership. We need someone who is strong, that knows this community, that knows its people, and that will keep this ship floating in the right direction and doing what it needs to be done. I hope this community is smart enough to understand that if we are willing to pay for years and years and years and years a superintendent that's over 3,000 students $200,000 a year, what is our ship's captain who's over 15,000 people a year or 15,000 people? We need a strong captain. We've got one. It'd be really foolish if we lost this right now. And if it's got to do with money, you're talking $200 million. What's $200,000? Especially when the school pays that all the time. And the school's going for $35 million. So I'm hoping that you guys step up to the plate and before the ninth, that you guys make a deal so we can keep our captain of this ship. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Menke. Further comments for the city council?
Yes.
Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments at this time. Yes, council.
Per usual, I have several things, so I decided to do it now, then.
And we enjoy
later.
It.
Oh, I'm sure you all do. So there's a couple things. So the YMCA mobile food distribution is tomorrow at the Baker Welcome Center, and everybody from the community is welcome to go and be served if they have a need for food. There's no verification of, like, income. Birth certificate, income, anything like that required. You just go get in line and be able to access food. So if that's not relevant to anyone here, you might know a neighbor or someone who that is relevant to. But I also have a flyer.
Okay, what time is that?
Oh, it's at 2 p.m. is when registration starts. So if you're in your vehicle, you need to be lined up about 2 p.m. And then the food distribution actually starts at 3 p.m. And it is a first-come, first-served basis. So once they're out of food, they're out of food.
Okay.
And they often run out. The next thing is there's a recycling listening session this Saturday for the city of Owosso. So recycling is a current important issue that's going to be relevant to city council soon. But if anybody in the city of Owosso wants to give their input, or actually all of Shiawassee County, there is a listening session this Saturday, April 12th at 12:30. It's being facilitated by a private contractor, Carrie Krantz. But it's encouraged that anybody who can go and has an opinion, regardless of what your opinion is, to go and speak about how you feel about recycling and the future of it in Shiawassee County. One more, or actually two more. There's a community health needs assessment through Memorial and the Shiawassee Health Department. This is something to help our community know a little bit more about what the needs are. And the biggest thing is we need more folks to fill it out. Predominantly, we get upper class women who fill it out. So we need more to get in touch with the folks of the community to fill it out so we know what our needs are. And that can be completed at surveymonkey.com/r/MHC2025. I also have that. And then the last thing is I emailed the mayor and city manager about this. I was approached from the YMCA by Laura to participate with the Open Streets Owosso. She asked if City Council would be interested in volunteering the day of, B, collecting helmets, because that is one of the biggest things that Open Streets Owosso does. It's an event where they close down Water Street for a little bit, and they encourage kids to ride their bikes, get free helmets. There's a couple bikes that are donated. It's open to everybody regardless of age, ability, if you live here or not, and it's a good opportunity to connect, get outside, and play. So it's really good at reducing screen time and kids being stuck indoors. I said I would bring it to council to see if we could, as a council, volunteer.
What day?
Saturday, June 21st. And she said if she knew that council was coming, she would make sure we all had rules.
21st.
Yep.
That's a Saturday.
Yep, and I have a flyer again for that.
And I know you emailed me, but what's the time?
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But she'd probably want us there about 9 to do, like, registration or things like that.
9 to 2, let's see.
And then the other big ask is to promote and collect helmets to give away, because that's their biggest thing, is promoting helmet safety, too. A lot of people, kids, don't realize that wearing a helmet is important on your bike, regardless of how slow you're riding, if you have training wheels or not. So they give away a lot of helmets. She asked if we'd be willing to host one in City Hall and or market it to other folks, because there's often one at Foster Coffee or at Gilbert's. So as a council, if we can promote this event, she would be very appreciative.
And your timeline, have the council take a look at their calendars and so forth to see if they can.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of time. There's no urgency to let me know. Yep.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to be available, so
cool.
Just to let you know. Any other comments from the council? Seeing none, we'll go to the consent agenda. So I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Support.
Support. I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Owen?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, which we have several, the first being notice of pecuniary interest. This one I've been talking with the city clerk and trying to get some education on it, but this is the first meeting. The council person, Carl, can obviously remain. This is one that just lets the public know, to put it out there, that it'll be on our second meeting agenda. So we've been through this before. If there's any comments regarding this, any questions? If not, I'd be looking for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and second. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Was that it? Was
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. Notice of pecuniary interest is approved. Item number two, item of business number two, utilities, easement, consumer energy, and we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution approves an easement for consumers energy for the installation and maintenance of new electric facilities for a home being built at 1404 Rain Street.
Okay.
City engineer passes muster with him. He recommends approval.
Thank you, city manager. Any comments? Now I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. Utilities, easement, consumers energy is approved. This brings us to items of business number three, which we'll be looking for two separate motions, the first being unpaid utility charges. And again, I will start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution approves the publication of notice of collection by the clerk's office for unpaid utility bills. This is in accordance with the city charter. A letter explaining the collection procedure will be sent to each owner on the list, along with the information on the original billing. Any unpaid bill after on the list after April 30 will be added to the 2025 summer tax roll.
Thank you, city manager.
Can I ask a question about this?
You may.
I see one on here for $6.84 that has a late fee, and then now it's $7.52 for this person. Do we have like a threshold in which this is not a good use of time to be going through the process of adding this to people's taxes? To the property taxes? Like, is there a write-off floor?
Any decision to write off any of these outstanding bills would be up to council. The charter isn't specific on that, so we are required to list all of them, no matter the amount.
Okay. Yeah.
Any other comments? Then I'd be looking for a motion.
Motion to approve the unpaid utility charges.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Owen?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, unpaid utility charges are approved. This brings us to the second item of item number three of business, we'll need a second motion support to approve the write-off of several accounts. And I'll start it off again with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As a continuation of a question from Councilwoman
Olson.
Councilwoman Olson.
I'm a long gap.
This is the appropriate time to write off any outstanding utility bills. And the reason we have these on a separate list is because mostly the tenants have moved out or the owners have declared bankruptcy. So those are kind of the two reasons for writing off unpaid utility bills rather than put them on the taxes because they're uncollectible.
Hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Other comments from the council regarding this? Not seeing any. I'd be looking for a motion.
I kept thinking.
Was there a separate page for this? Because I'm only seeing the delinquent utility.
There were no changes.
What?
There were no changes to the list.
To the one from before. Okay, perfect. Yeah. I'm like, why am I missing this altogether on here?
Well, then I will make a motion to approve the write-off.
Thank you.
And I will support it.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The support to approve the write-off of several accounts is approved. This brings us to 3.5, council meeting venue change. Again, we'll start with the city manager. All right, I can take this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Okay. I only had this on one, and it was item 4, so this is fine because I already planned to ask for council's direction on the subsequent meetings, not just the town hall. So the council meeting venue change, this would be to consider moving the city council meeting regularly scheduled for April 21st. To the Owosso Public Schools Performing Arts Center in anticipation of large crowd size due to the water rate discussion. Now, the council we don't plan on asking council to make a decision at that meeting, but staff will be presenting a few different options to get people thinking about 2 days later when we would like to have the town hall in the same venue. But this particular item of business is just to move that April 22nd meeting, April 21st from council chambers here, same time, just different place, Owosso Performing Arts Center.
Okay. Thank you, City Manager. Appreciate that. Any questions regarding that?
I see no problem with that.
Good. I think it's a wise thing. For that, I'd be looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The council meeting venue change is approved. This brings us to item number 4, scheduling of town hall meeting. Consider setting a special meeting to receive a presentation regarding the needs of the water and sewer systems over the next 5 years and the rates required to fund them. You want me to take this one, or you want me to?
No, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You
again,
bet.
This is not this meeting scheduled for 2 days after your regular meeting, so this will be April 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Staff is recommending moving the town hall to the same venue as the April 21st meeting, so the High School Performing Arts Center, to accommodate that larger crowd that we now expect to attend. Again, no decision made at this town hall. This is a special meeting of council, information only, and to get comment from the public. This is when we're going to be going over the current rate study, but also we can talk about the options that you will have been presented 2 days prior.
Right.
With that, that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, City Manager. Any questions regarding the town hall meeting date? Now I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve. Town Hall.
I have a motion to send second. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The schedule for the Town Hall meeting is approved. This brings us to item number 4.5, rescheduling relocation of council meeting. And again, we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So there's no definite plan to have the decision made on the subsequent meeting after the Town Hall. However, that is what staff is recommending. Council can change that, but we think it's important to continue having these meetings, not here, but at the Performing Arts Center, because when decision time comes, you can expect the larger crowd as well, because they most likely will want to offer comment before you make the vote and after. The only hitch is that this meeting, the PAC was not available Monday, May 5th, so we are asking not only for the change of venue, but to change it to Wednesday, May 7th, because that's the next time that the venue is available. So we'll make sure to get the word out. We have Tom and Argus here this evening, so we hope that they'll get the word out too, as long as along with us. But this is our plan. We've already made all arrangements, preliminary arrangements, with Wausau Public Schools to use the facility for those 3 days.
Thank you, City Manager. Any comments from or questions from the council?
One more thing, Mr. Yes. Mayor, we're not being charged for that.
That's a case of good point. Good point. Nice Benny from the schools on that.
So I just want to confirm the meeting on the 7th is in lieu of the 5th. We won't need. Correct. We don't have to do both.
You'll still be considering your regular business.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
You may.
Just considering how hot tempers are about this, what are the rules the same at the PAC as they are here security wise as far as like open carry or things like that? I know it sounds paranoid, but I just would rather prevent yes. know that there's not like looser restrictions there as far as security is concerned or things like that for people getting a little too worked up.
No, we'll yeah, you can't open officers, but as far as the rules, it's an open meeting.
It's open, okay.
We cannot restrict open carry, just like you couldn't restrict it here.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, just figured I'd ask.
Not a problem. Any other questions? Okay, with that, I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion.
Support.
Okay. I motion support. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The rescheduling and relocation of the council meeting from May 5th become May 7th is approved. This brings us to items of business. Number 5, scheduling a budget meeting. Again, we'll start with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This item requires a motion, like we do every around this time of year, to schedule your fiscal year 25-26 budget workshop. The finance director did complete the preliminary budget draft, and you should have that now. But per the city charter, that booklet has to be delivered to you by today, and this is the meeting where the annual workshop is scheduled to include members of the Planning Commission and the DDA to satisfy our meeting requirement for the Redevelopment Ready Communities program.
Is this, I know the last year we had it at the Armory, do we have a venue for that?
Last year, we always had difficulty with multimedia here in this room. Now we don't, because we have the big screen rather than the overhead.
Okay.
So I feel perfectly fine keeping that meeting here at City Hall. We have the capability now.
Good. Plus, we can actually house more as well. We found out.
Correct. You can be a bit spread out there. It's a little bit more comfortable, but it's more appropriate to have it here now that we have the capability.
Okay. Any dates that we're thinking of, City Manager, or do you have any feel for that?
No. It's up to the seven of you because obviously all of you should be there. My calendar is up and ready.
Look at your calendars, and I'll get my paper calendar.
I have no suggestion, but sometime in May would probably be appropriate after the...
Is there a deadline? Like,
your budget deadline is the end of June. So as long as the budget's approved before then, but we always like to build in at least two meetings of wiggle room in case you want more than one workshop or it takes you more than one meeting to approve.
Understood. Thank you.
Well, we see that we have our May meeting. Our first one will be May 7th, which is a Wednesday. And our next meeting will be the 19th.
I do have one.
Go ahead, City Manager.
The week of the 12th is not great for me.
Okay. The week is out for the City Manager on the 12th. Memorial Day is the 26th. We want to do it sometime in May.
Does it have to be a Monday, or can it be a different day of the week?
Any day.
Yeah.
Okay. I can say this.
We do have the 5th open.
We do have the 5th open because we're doing the meeting on the 7th. I think that might be a good one. How does that sound?
Is it appropriate to put the budget before the meeting about the water? And our decision about water? I mean, doesn't that impact?
It can go either way. The budget draft currently holds status quo on water and sewer rates with the anticipation that they may change. But that doesn't mean you can't have a first quarter budget amendment. We kind of built it into the process.
Okay.
But if it makes you feel more comfortable, you can have it after that meeting.
It seems like such a important, like a... would impact our decision making on all the other areas.
I think that's a good point. Yeah. We should probably consider that.
Okay. So the 5th would be out, is what you're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the 21st, it's a Wednesday night. It's after City Council.
That work, 21st, which is a Wednesday you're talking about?
That was a Wednesday, May 21st.
How's the 21st look for everybody?
That'll work. All I have to do is move the HDC meeting if they have a meeting, which is no big deal.
Yeah, it's our district.
It's okay.
What time do they meet?
Mayor, they meet at 6.
They probably could use the meeting room on the right side of my office.
Well, that's one of the hats I wear, staff liaison to the
HDC.
That's
right. You are liaison.
Can we meet after?
That's a 6 o'clock meeting, correct?
Right, yeah.
And that's usually not a real long meeting, is it?
I can make it short.
I like that.
Your brother won't mind.
No, he won't. So why don't we look at the 21st at how short can you make it, City Manager?
I'll give it a half hour. They may not have any business anyway, so regular time, 6:30.
6:30. Let's make it 6:30 then. All right. So... I'd like to have a motion for the 21st of May at 6:30.
I make a motion for May 21st at 6:30 for our City Council budget meeting.
Support.
I have a motion of support. I believe this would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Mayor Tice?
Yes. The schedule for the budget meeting for May 21st at 6:30 is approved. This brings us to our final item of business, capital improvement plan adoption. And again, I'll start it off with the City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. 6-year capital improvement plan is approved annually. Usually it is done before the budget, and now it will be done in concurrence with your annual strategy session, which we already got through. That input that was received by council during that strategy session for the coming budget year was very helpful to staff and to the drafting of the budget, so we appreciate that. This current capital plan does represent some predicted cost increases. Now, keep in mind, this is not a budget, but simply a plan to help us not only identify projects to be considered in future goals, needs, and assessment of capabilities, but to guide future growth and development for the city. And it's to enhance the opportunities, most importantly, for qualifying for federal and state grants, mostly on the water and sewer side. So when you take a look at this, you'll see the costs broken down in two ways, one by department and one by funding source. Just to give a quick note on the funding source outlines and spreadsheets, you'll see that 50% of the funding source is designated other. That's grants and loans. So that represents the vast bulk of that represents water and sewer. But keep in mind, that's just a plan. You got to have the rates and the cash flow set in order to qualify to service that debt over the next 20 years or so. But this is a good representation of the city's capital plan. Ryan had to go through, a lot of this falls on the Department of Public Works, and he had to go through and update a lot of those cost estimates because even in the last year, they've grown quite substantially. But Planning Commission approved it unanimously. I was there at their March meeting to present. They didn't have any questions per usual, and they're recommending approval.
Thank you, City Manager. Questions?
I have a couple questions.
Yes.
I know that we, in the consent agenda, we approved the City Hall's rework.
Right.
But on here, it would still have the steps and stuff listed out. Is there hope that we might actually get that somewhere down the line? And that's what we're keeping it on here?
It's going to stay on until it's completed. The practice was, until we started using ClearGov, was to keep the projects that we did complete in the previous fiscal year, just kind of a roadmap for City Council to kind of see what we have accomplished. So don't worry about that staying on there.
Okay. And then I just had one more question about, I see the line item for the public service building cameras. But does that include City Hall, like the City Hall's camera system being installed and everything?
Yes, that's actually in the budget draft that you received because that was a goal of council before the year was out. Now, we decided to lump that in with Kevin's security needs at public safety.
Perfect.
So
okay.
it's all one.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Further questions? Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the capital improvement plan adoption is approved. This brings us to our second citizen comments, which you'd be allowed up to 3 minutes to address the council. Yes, Mr. Mankey.
I'd like to talk to you all about a real life scenario.
I own apartments in the township and I have a well. And my well has been there a long time, and you're my tenants. Well, you find out that my water that's coming up, all the ground is clean. It's great. It's run through the softeners. Everything is done, and it is good water. But I want to save some money. So I have a 100-year-old concrete tank in the ground. And so I don't have to run my wells as much. I pump that water into that tank. But for at least the last 50 years, that tank has been leaking surface water. Now, my water is 180 feet deep. It's great water. So I take that water out of the tank that is getting surface water and runoff from the farmland, and I bring it back in my building, and before it goes to your apartment, I dump a little chlorine in it. Now it's 100% safe. What the H would you say to me? Would you get on the phone and call the state of Michigan and say, hey, wait, we want this corrected right now? Well, we have the same thing with the water plant. We have a tank there that's been leaking for who knows how many years. Last time you had an ROV in it was in 93. It was leaking then. You've done nothing. I don't want to have to FOIA. I think that paperwork of what was found in 1993 should be given to all of us here before the meeting coming up when we discuss this. People in this room deserve, just like you do, if you knew I was pouring chlorine in the water to take care of the bacteria coming off the groundwater. The state wouldn't allow that. And for what I'm hearing, you guys want to wait 3-4 years? Unbelievable. I think the state's got to be notified immediately, the condition, that if it's going to cost this city $2 million fine, that this city finds the money and gets those above ground tanks. And I don't want to hear it's going to take 4 years to get a permit. Because I know right now if the state found out what kind of water that our people were being given. And for those who don't know, this million-gallon tank is in ground and has been leaking for so many years, groundwater and river water. And to take care of that problem, they dump chlorine in it before it goes to your house. That's the number one thing I see on this list that's got to be done. Our water, I don't care if you call it safe. If you lived in my apartment building and I told you I was dumping chlorine in the water because I was getting surface water in my water tank, I think you would say no. So thank you very much. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Mankey. Further comments? Yes.
Bill Mall, 1335 West North Street. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to the council, to Mayor, for all you're doing to work on this water crisis problem. We appreciate your efforts. But what I want to talk about tonight simply is an announcement. It's an announcement for the Owosso Area Ministerial Association that provides your prayers before each meeting. There, on April 18th, which is known as Good Friday, there is a community Good Friday service that they host. It will be at 12:15. It won't be a long service. And it will happen to be at 1249 North Chipman, Owosso Free Methodist Church. And yeah, that's where I pastor. And so we'd love to have you if you would want to attend. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Any further comments? Yes, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Byrne, and I'm at 815 West Oliver Street. And I too want to thank everyone for being here and, you know, committing your time and efforts to serving our community. I just have a couple quick questions. My first one is in relationship to the water issue and concern with the 5-year repayment plan. Who has proposed that? I mean, who has made that recommendation, or how has that been considered? I think some of the people that I've talked to are really concerned about that timeline being, you know, burdensome. And then the other thing is when we have the actual meeting to address this, will there be other people from the community, meaning the county, the state, or will it just be the city that's speaking? So to be able to speak to some of these issues in addition to the city council and the city government. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further comments to the council? Seeing none, I personally would like to have our director Ryan Suhanek and to come to speak about that tank.
regarding Mr. Mankey.
There's a 100-year-old concrete reservoir. It's underground. High service pumps are pumped in, are hooked up to it. There is cracks. There is some leakage. It's actually been presented to City Council. It's also been presented to the state. And we still, basically all the water that goes out to it also still comes back into the building, gets tested hourly, and it still meets and exceeds all state and EPA requirements. Those are my comments, I guess, on the reservoir.
Yep.
Along with the water study was the engineering on the reservoir back in 2023 that was presented to City Council. I've reshared that with you recently, just so you had a recap of it. It's same scenario now as it was 2 years ago.
Yep. The bottom line is that all the treated water goes into that tank.
Mm-hmm.
Does not get distributed to any citizens. It goes back into the plant,
mm-hmm.
gets tested,
mm-hmm.
and makes sure that everything not only meets but exceeds
mm-hmm.
all state and EPA requirements.
And one thing to think about it is that, generally speaking, you're not having river water. It is, yes, the plant's near the river, but it's not. I've never at least seen the water from the river come up that high. As far as the like rainwater, groundwater is concerned, that whole tank is embedded in sand. So in theory, it's being also pre-filtered through the sand, which is similar to mm-hmm. our sand filters that we have in the building. Mm-hmm. So not saying it's perfect, but it is something to consider, and it's being tested hourly, and it meets and exceeds all state and EPA standards, and council's been notified and well aware of it. The state is notified and well aware of it, so nothing's hidden.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Regarding and basically typically the utility type of questions, I'm glad we only had a couple because I'm really holding like to hold all those off to the town hall meeting. I know that we're going to have our three supervisors there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be there, so all the experts of the city will be there. To say that, so the bottom line about this, the town hall, is to hear comments and then also try to answer any questions some people would have during those comments. To have the staff there that's able to answer those questions, and that would be like the supervisors and the director. That's the purpose of the town hall. To say that we have state and other people there, I don't believe that's going to be the case.
But the state was invited to the last one.
Okay.
I personally invited all of our district engineers. I had gotten a response back from one of them stating that they all had prior engagements and were unable to attend.
Mm-hmm.
However, now that the dates have been set, I plan on resending those dates to them. You were attached on that email as well. I can't remember if I attached you on it or I think it was just City Manager Henney. But he was in on the loop. I tried to get them to come, but we cannot force them.
Sure.
I can request it, but I can't make them.
The items that are on the list that we have seen,
mm-hmm.
the state is aware of all of them,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yep.
And so obviously everything's been reviewed by them and so forth. So it's really, in my mind, that process has already been, has taken place. It's now, if you have a question of maybe why this item's on the list, that type of thing at this point in time. So, and of course, we'll get into the 5 years and the whole plan again to answer why we went 5 years. So,
mm-hmm.
I guess that is it for me, unless any other comments. Okay.
I'm good.
Thank you, Director.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. No, only one. The town hall meeting will be, and there'll be a meeting before the town hall meeting, so you'll be able to do it again before the town hall meeting. Seeing no other comments,
This brings us to the city manager's report. City manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a few highlights here. The city does have, after about 18 months of negotiation, we have a tentative agreement with IAFF. This is the city's fire department union, and we continue to negotiate with the POLC command, but we're close to a tentative agreement with them as well. This month or next month, we will be starting negotiation with AFSCME, the DPW union. The City Hall project, so the bids have come in for that. You've approved it, and Veritas was able to negotiate some discounts for the electrical work and the IT room AC upgrade. We're a bit over budget, but not bad. So I think a lot of that had to do with Veritas able to negotiate those those deducts. Basically, we got a package deal on all the electric and IT room work. Some of you have been asking about Stash Ventures, the odor issue coming from the marijuana grow facility up in the industrial park. They have now installed their carbon scrubbers. They've been running. They're putting in a new back door. But even with just those carbon scrubbers in place, we haven't detected any odor. The chief and building official have been up there periodically to check. They will also be hiring an electrician to add new circuits that will be used for odor mitigation. So the building department really came through with this and working with Stash and making it clear that, hey, look, if you don't solve this problem, yes, you are in an industrial park, but the odor control requirements still need to be enforced. So they're working with us. That's good news. The city has moved from University of Michigan Health Plan to the Blues since University of Michigan shut down shortly after they acquired PHP. So now we're rolling with the Blues, and they've been around for a long time. We're offering four plans. It is a bit more expensive, but it's quickly becoming the only game in town as far as health insurance is concerned, so we shouldn't have to worry about Blue Cross Blue Shield going anywhere anytime soon. The HDC met on March 19th. They approved the demolition by neglect letter for 110 West Main Street. This is regarding the plaster relief facade at that location. The owner submitted an application for a certificate shortly after, so we are working with them. But it will be up to the HTC at their April 16th meeting whether or not they agree with the facade plan that the owners have presented. The HTC has not heard from the owners of 123 North Washington on the application to satisfy their demolition by neglect letter. They still have a little bit of time left on that 60-day notice of for application, but that's going to run out here at the end of April. So I've been talking with the owners, but they've decided not to broach that subject. So I don't think they're planning to apply, but I'm still trying to work with them. Mr. Mayor, you and I continue to meet with the recycling work group, the Cook Family Foundation recycling work group. We're starting now, as far as I'm concerned, to kind of hone down on more of the requirements that OWASO is going to need to meet. Once again, we have to go a little bit further with Part 115. Changes to Part 115 because we are now required to provide curbside recycling as of January 2028. Council has already made that a goal to start addressing how or putting together a plan to how you're going to do that this coming fiscal year, which is good. Rather than doing it at the last minute, I think that's the right thing to do. Mr. Mayor, I don't know if you plan on going to visit the sorting facility over in Langsburg.
I don't.
Okay.
I do.
Good. So at least one of us will be going to that. I know they've been operating for decades, and it's a really neat system. They've been volunteer-based long after a lot of other volunteer-based sorting facilities have gone bust and shut down. So we heard that really good presentation from the county of Marquette, where they operate in authority and own their own landfill. So they're able to actually sell some of the recycled materials to offset the cost to their county residents. And that's not something that even the county could do here, and of course not OWASO, because we don't own our own landfill. Certainly we don't have the room for it, nor would we want it this close to OWASO. But it's a really interesting program they have up in Marquette, and they've been running that for a long time. So if you can imagine a county four times the size of Shiawassee and everyone has curbside recycling, it's a really neat system. So that was pretty interesting to hear from the authority director that day. I've been meeting with a couple local property owners regarding tax abatements for small but potential projects that they're working on, trying to get more of an education, making myself available to educate local property owners on abatements rather than just, you know, the big guys, the big people who come in and know the programs. This stuff, these programs can work on a smaller scale. They wouldn't be eligible for the amount of time for an abatement per your scoring rules, but nevertheless, I'm seeing more interest in that, and so we could see a couple small projects come in for abatements, but stay tuned on that. I had a call with an out-of-town investor interested in a property in downtown on Washington Street. They seemed pretty interested, but the call started out where they just kind of jumped in and said, what can you give us? I said, hold on a minute. We need to understand what you are looking for and what you offer the community. So this is another thing I'm trying to do, is not just say yes to anybody who calls and say, what can you do for me? I'm saying, well, what can you do for us? What do you bring in the town? After that, the discussion went well. I haven't heard from him yet, but I kind of gave him the lay of the land as far as what the city was envisioning in its downtown, and I made sure to loop the DDA director on that as well. So hopefully we'll hear back from them. The leadership team, being department managers and I, we participated in a team building exercise. We actually copied council. We went and participated in the food giveaway event hosted every month by the YMCA. We had much better weather this time around, so that was nice to get out of the office and give back to the community. We saw a lot of familiar faces from when a few staff members and I accompanied council on your volunteer day. There wasn't as many kids there, but the Builders Club was there, and they had more help than they needed, so that was good. Hope that continues this month as well. I've been meeting with individual council members to discuss the water rate proposal and some various options. Baker Tilly is recalculating and to show those options, which should be ready for your April 21st meeting packet. I actually talked to Jesse Nelson today to get an update. They're working on it, and they should, they're aware of the schedule, so they should have something to us very soon. So we'll have that for the second meeting in April. It's been a while since I caught up with Justin Horvath of the SEDP. I'm on the board. I attend the monthly meetings, but this was the first year in 3 years that I didn't attend the Washington, D.C. I-69 lobbying week. Usually we go out there for a couple days and help our partners and friends down in Texas and Mississippi talk to their senators and congressmen about completing I-69 all the way from Mexico to Canada. And this may be more pertinent now just because of the change in global trade. I don't see I-69 becoming less important. I see it becoming more important. So this is kind of what we talk about with the Texas and Mississippi delegation, to say, hey, look, these gaps in I-69, while they're very far away from Michigan, which is completely built out, we like to show a strong coalition to say, hey, look, this is not a Texas or Mississippi or Indiana issue. This involves the city of Owosso and I-69 corridor in Michigan as well. That trip is paid for by SEDP, but unfortunately, with everything going on, I wasn't able to go. So Justin caught me up on that. The finance director and I have completed the staff-level budget meetings. The result of that is your budget draft booklet that Brad gave you this evening. Take a look at that and make sure to study that. All the footnotes for the new members. If you have any questions, this goes for any member, and you want to have a one-on-one meeting with me and Brad, just let us know. But we list all of the line items and then all of the footnotes as well, so you can kind of track our thinking on some of these items. Just to leave it with a bit of levity, April 2nd, we had quite a storm here, and lightning actually struck the flagpole out in front of City Hall. It busted the concrete a bit at the base, but we were able to put it back together. Now, thankfully, we could actually trace where the hit directed itself, and it went away from our Consumers Energy Services on that side of the building. That side of the building. So we averted a problem there because, as you know, our generator doesn't work right now. It's all part of the City Hall HVAC and backup power project that you just approved the bid for this evening. But that gave everyone at City Hall a bit of a fright. It happened about 10 o'clock in the morning. So, Mayor, you were here.
Yeah, I had to come, and I was sitting at the desk and just doing my regular business. And I've been around a long time. I've heard a lot of lightning, a lot of things in my life. But I literally thought either a large boiler of some sort totally blew up, or that a bomb went off. That's how the noise was when the lightning hit that pole and went all the way down to the ground. And I was telling the city manager, I was just sitting there because I moved my chair, moved everything, and I'm thinking, I'm waiting for part of the building, just listening for part of the building start to fall down. That it was that type of noise and sound, a sound I had never heard before. And so I went upstairs, and everybody had that kind of experience as well. Dirt, everything had hit the side of the building from the flagpole all the way to the front doors. It was pretty powerful. But, yeah, it was...
Thankfully, the only damage...
Thankfully, no one hurt.
The only damage we sustained was a smoke detector that came loose on the second floor.
Yep.
So we dodged it.
We'll take that.
With that, Mr. Mayor, if there are any questions, I'll answer them. If not, I'm finished.
Yes.
I just wanted to see if there's any update on the middle school. Somebody else mentioned it recently, and I didn't think that line item's changed much.
No.
Has it at all?
That's a point of frustration for me in particular, because the story hasn't changed since before the election. Venture Incorporated has put together everything, including their historic tax credits, but in order to finalize those tax credits, they have to sell them. And with investors spooked before the election on what was going to happen, and then after the election on what was happening, and possibly even now with some changes in global trade policy, investors are a bit on the edge of their seat, and they're just kind of waiting for things to calm down. This is the same response I've been getting for months, and I keep harping on them about it, because that building cannot sit there indefinitely like that, especially with how old it is. There are a couple of roof issues, and right now, their full financial package, the sale is contingent on that full financial package being put together. So until then, the school still owns it. And so Superintendent Brooks and I have been on venture to give us constant updates. Unfortunately, this is the same update we've been getting for months.
How long does that go on, would you guess? Like, how long of a leeway do we have before we have to start having another conversation, like the next conversation?
It's more of a school discussion. Mm-hmm. The public schools need to decide, you know, whether they want to put it back out for bid, if Venture doesn't want to buy it. From the city's perspective, we'll just have to keep a closer eye on it as far as code enforcement is concerned.
Right. Okay.
But without, anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't miss the update. There just isn't an update.
Right.
Right.
The update is there.
The update is, yeah, got it. Okay, thank you very much.
Is there questions? Okay. That brings us...
to the end.
That brings us to the next meeting. It will be April the 21st at the Wausau Public Schools Performing Arts Center at 6:30 p.m. And with that, I'd be looking for a motion for adjournment.
We'll make a motion.
I have a motion.
Support.
Support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. We are adjourned.